Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. We're going to kick things off with some updates on sandbag locations and high water safety tips. Then we'll talk about the Summit County Fair and wrap up things with a couple of exciting community engagement events happening this month. Let's get into the news.
Okay, we've said it before and we'll say it again. Sandbags are a great way to help prevent or reduce flooding on your property. The Summit County Public Works Department added 2 new sandbag locations around the county this week that we wanted to make sure our listeners were aware of. There are now sand and bags available and accessible 24/7 at the intersection of Highway 150 and Beaver Creek Road, and also on Highway 150 at the Notch Driveway, located at 2392 East Mirror Lake Highway. Please remember to bring your own shovel.
And as always, you can find the full list of locations throughout Summit County for sand and sandbags, along with plenty of other flooding information and resources at summitcounty.org/flooding. Please remember that while public works departments and volunteers around the county are doing their best to pre-fill bags for those in need of them, pre-fill bags are not guaranteed, and be prepared to fill your own.
Remember, if you are physically able, please fill your own sandbags, even if pre-filled ones are available. Pre-filled bags should be reserved for those who are unable to fill their own. Thank you in advance for your consideration.
And speaking of high water, we wanted to talk about high water safety. Even with the cooler temperatures we've got coming up in the next few days, our rivers, creeks, canals, and other streams and waterways in Summit County are still running high, fast, and very cold.
And so the best practice is to stay away from the banks and keep an especially close eye on children and pets. Do not enter waterways to remove debris or to retrieve items.
All right, there still might be snow on the ground across the county, but we're already thinking about August and the Summit County Fair. We just wanted to give you a heads up that this coming Monday, May 8th at 9 a.m., tickets to the PRCA Rodeo and Demolition Derby will go on sale.
So make sure you get yours early before they sell out. Tickets will only be sold online and can be found at bit.ly/scfair2023. Again, that's bit.ly/scfair2023.
And speaking about upcoming events we're excited for, the Climate Change in Public Health Speaker Series kicks off next week on Tuesday, May 9th at the Blair Education Center at the Park City Hospital. This 3-part series is hosted by the Summit County Health Department and the Woodwell Climate Research Center and is designed to elevate public health as a critical consideration of climate change action in our community.
This first session of the speaker series is a conversation focused on climate change and how it's impacting environmental health in Summit County and beyond. At next week's event, attendees will listen to national and local perspectives from climate change research experts and establish connections between local risks to the natural environment and their influence on public health outcomes. For more info, speaker bios, and to register to attend, please visit summitcountyhealth.org/speaker series.
The second annual Trails, Trash, and Tunes is also coming up, and it's just around the corner. You don't want to miss this event.
The event will take place on May 20th from 12 to 4 p.m. at the Wanship Trailhead, located at 1975 Hoytsville Road. And guess what? The event is totally free. We just ask that you register in advance so we know that you're coming at bit.ly/trails-tunes. There's going to be food available from Luscious Barbecue, a beer garden provided by Offset Beer, and even music played by local band Honky Blue Tonky.
And it doesn't stop there. If you're thinking of bringing your kids, you definitely should. Kids can color, read books about the environment, and play games with a Summit County librarian. There will also be an opportunity drawing available for those who participate in our trail cleanup and scavenger hunt activities.
Sounds like a blast to me. I can't wait. Again, this event is happening May 20th from 12 to 4 at the Wanship Trailhead. Register today, again for free, at bit.ly/trails-tunes.
And that's all the news we have this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.